This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week on the program, we are joined by a podcaster, comedian, and lover of all things professional wrestling, Ray Hyclack.
It's a sad. I'm wearing my AIW hoodie right now.
And so. We're all matching purple, and we didn't even plan that.
No.
It's I like that. I think it's good.
That's what happens when three fat mediocre comedians get together. They start matching like with
Ray. You're not mediocre.
I'm less than. I know. It's okay.
I was just waiting for him to go, "You're just bad."
I wasn't going to say it, Jordan.
Feel free.
He's just like, I wasn't going to say anything.
I was going to let it go and let the audience make their own judgment. Ooh,
then they're going to go lower than we all think. That's the nice part.
Oh, that's okay. I posted something about it. This will go up this week, so yep. This will be relevant. If anybody caught my little story where I don't call people out on Instagram because I think it's fucking stupid. Unless they like do something egregious, and this was just somebody saying shit to me. We're not happy with my comments on Casey Anthony and that I would bang her, and like I stand by exactly what I said. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I really don't. So basically the point of that is when you message me and you tell me that you had a problem with what I said, you are wasting your own time.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm in the mood, I'm going to troll you. But I'm not going to. I'm not. No.
I would have sent a bunch of, like, Casey Anthony gifts. I would have searched the internet for
her and her dad.
Just for revenge.
We were talking with Chris Clem last week about it. And that was last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. About it. And they brought up how we were talking about Super Chats.
Yeah.
And how OnlyFans models probably have to pay somebody. They enlightened me to this. They have to pay somebody to like do like thank people for the super chats mm-hmm. while they're fucking doing their thing, which makes total sense. And somebody made a joke about how it was Casey Anthony's dad doing it for her.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Now Ray would not go after Casey Anthony. Not fat enough.
No. I like my girls like I like my cuts of meat thick. Like I'm always been a fan of that. I'm proud of it.
You have never once shied away from it. Like anytime somebody like goes to like make a crack at it, like you own it, and that's like always been like a deflection thing for me. Is like I learned it from Kevin Smith. If you own your own shit,
yeah.
nobody can own you for it.
Exactly,
and I love that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be shamed into what turns me on.
No,
like
absolutely.
I never kink shame anybody outside of maybe people into like you know shit porn, but that's a level of degenerate I'll
kink shame you, Ray.
Okay, that's fine.
Ray, all of your sexual deviancy comes from your love of the Insane Clown Posse. Your love of big girls comes from their music.
Trunk full of Faygo, car full of fat chicks.
to that point, I can actually pinpoint, and this is before I knew who the Insane Clown Posse was, my first like elementary school girlfriend was a chubby girl.
No shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is just like...
It's always been a preference.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that. That would be cool. I was just, like Lady Gaga said, baby, I was born this way. I was born to be Mike Awesome, the fat chick thriller. Dude. Like, I was good, baby.
What a fucking guy what a wrestler to aspire to be.
Yeah.
Honestly, you have Team Canada Mike Awesome beard.
I do. I shaved just for this show and the topic, just because I'm like, but like, yeah, dude, I loved Mike Awesome, the fat chick.
Yeah, though,
I
saw, I did see a picture of you. I was like, damn, he looks like fucking Grizzly Adams, dude.
Full. I love
like,
it, dude.
I know, it was good. It was good. But I guess for what we are talking about today, which, awesome for bringing that back. Go ahead, Shear.
So Ray, why do you hate looks maxing?
It's another level of bullshit. Like, it's this, because a lot of the things that go into look maxing, one, are fucking retarded. Like, I'm just, like, there's guys hitting themselves in the face with, like, hammers to, like, give themselves more defined cheekbones.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're, like, tapping their faces with a hammer to, like, bring out their cheekbones and show more of, like, a defined, because looks maxing is all about defined features. It's a stronger jawline.
Yeah, yeah.
Big cheekbones that kind of give you that.
They all want to look like Laura Loomer.
Kinda, yeah.
Have these people never heard of beards?
Well, that's the thing. Like they'll tell you if you have one, make sure it's shaped. Or if you like have a patchy one, they'll just outright tell you to go fuck yourself and fucking shave it off, which is kind of funny. But that's like one of the only redeeming qualities is they're honest about beard growth. But like they tell you to chew gum a lot, like mastic gum
for
that's so like what kind of Patrick Bateman American psycho shit is that?
That was absolutely like the vibe I got like when he told me this is what we were doing. Like I'm hip to it in the sense that I know that one kid got the shit kicked out of him recently.
Yeah.
That was great. So I was like, all right, what is this about? I don't do fucking research. Like especially with something like that where I'm like, fuck this kid. I hope he gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
I laughed when he got beat up, and I didn't even know who he was.
He almost OD'd recently, clavicular.
Oh, is that
too.
What it was?
Yeah, he got slapped by some woman in a club a few times.
Okay, because I know I saw a picture where his face was fucked up.
And he probably got fucked up another time, but recently he OD'd, almost OD'd in Vegas.
Yeah,
of
well,
all places for somebody like him to fucking go, I would have. Always prayed for it to be that place.
To catch you up, Calicular is in the top five of the looks maxer influencer categories.
He is.
And how old are these people?
Early 20s, it looks like.
That's what I figured. That's what
so I think nothing harmless about kids in their early 20s beating themselves in the face with hammers. That's hilarious.
It is.
And they should keep doing it.
Yeah.
And definitely post videos of it and talk about how they're geniuses because they're hitting themselves in the face with it. All of this sounds great.
Yeah. Shear's a fan.
Shear's going to start doing it tonight.
No, I'm not going to do it. No, the idea that people are so vain and I'm going to hit myself in the face with a hammer.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
And that's hilarious. Another part is the vanity of it is like way more than metrosexuals ever had.
Dude. Do you know how they could make way more money doing that?
How?
Fucking pay people who hate you to kick the shit out of you. Like, put limits on it. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, all right, you know, here's X amount of dollars. Fucking, you can do this to me. And you know what would happen, though, is somebody's going to go in there and just be like, yeah, I'm going to break the fucking rules. I'm going to break the fucking rules.
There'd be some sadist who, like, signs the contract, but just goes a little further.
I just picture a dude looking like Psycho Sid coming in there, just like in the music, just going, and it's like, you know, that look he used to do, the eyes, and just come in there and beat the fuck out of those guys. That would be awesome.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by some guy that Jordan owed $100 to and is now going to beat him in the face with a hammer.
Hey, I have been saying a lot lately that I think the barter system is the best way to go. They can't tax it.
Yeah. They can't because at least you're just giving good for good.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have proof of it.
Yeah.
And also, you bring up that point, and I've been working on a joke for a couple years now, since like the beginning of the pandemic, where I talk about how professional dominatrixes should be higher up in, like, society.
Oh, the one I know is very well off.
But that what I'm saying, though, is you could also do that, where it's a pro dominatrix could pay, you could pay her to tap you on the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And if you have like a fucking, what's the praise kink? If you're like that,
you could
be like, you're such a beautiful boy. I never thought of that.
That's pretty good.
We could satiate two things. One, their mommy issues. And two, their looks issues. I like that idea.
Yeah, I think, how do we monetize that?
You know what
I mean? How do three chubby dudes...
I have time. I could be a scheduler for him.
I got time. That is one of the best things people say. I could be
a receptionist for her. Why not?
That just reminds me.
I don't think you're the right receptionist, Ray.
Unless, I am very disorganized.
There's that. Number one, because you're still in the same place that you were in comedy from the last time that we had you on the podcast 10 years ago. Therefore, you were disorganized.
True.
Number two. You need to commit to looks maxing if you're going to be at the front of this. Like, the face that people see when they walk in can't be this face. They can't be go, oh, wait a minute, Team Canada, Mike Austin, what are you doing here? Did you have a bus that I have to get on? That's not what people want to see when they walk in to get their face smashed in by a lady. You know, you don't have the look of, I'm going to keep you safe while you...
I do have judgment on my face for them, though.
I could see you more look snacksing, though. You know, you get more round.
A lot of gummy worms.
Is this look snacksing just, hey, you look great.
I'm going to eat you up now. Nom, nom, nom.
Eat this cake first.
Yes. That's called feeding, actually. That's a different...
Now that I didn't realize we were just going to be like, let's get into each other's kinks today. Just like that Better Call Saul episode when he has to make the dude sit in pie. He's a pie sitter.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Aunt Randy's Mukbangs.
Oh, no. Didn't we talk about this on the podcast once?
Yes.
I can't listen to people chew. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't at all. Like, if I can, even if you're chewing with your mouth closed and I can hear it, I will get up and walk out. Especially people who chew with their mouth open. But this was like 5 years ago. I came across a mukbang video and I was like, the fuck is this? And it was just some little Asian girl fucking sitting there eating a huge thing of ramen with a bunch of shit in it, and it was disgusting.
That would creep me out.
Yeah, it was gross.
I like watching American mukbangs because it's like a mirror into ourselves.
Asian gangbangs, American mukbangs.
Oh, Asian gangbangs you have to pay for, though, if you think about it. At least with those idiots, they put them up on free, you know, YouTube of them eating seven.
See, my mind goes, I'm paying with my time, and that's far more valuable.
It is, but if you look at, like, sometimes they'll have, like, their kids in the car, and the kids are, like, you know, just running wild in the back seat.
Wait a minute. Are we still talking about gangbangs?
Yes. I forgot. Yeah, I was going into mukbang territory. My brain had left the Asian gangbang. Thank you, Jeremy. No, those you have to go to Epstein Island for.
Yeah.
And I was never in that email chain. So no.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not for lack of trying.
Maybe if when you were a small lad, you were bashing your face with a hammer, you could have gotten to Epstein Island.
Oh, maybe, actually. Although my fat head probably would have gotten the way of the doors, I think. Even to the temple that he had on there.
I think the Epstein Island people like doing the hitting with the hammer. I think that was their thing.
That's how you tenderize the beef jerky, dog.
Dude.
That's how you tenderize
and
the beef jerky.
All right, whatever. I haven't talked about this on the show, but the fucking one video where you can see the dude fucking... There's a little girl tied down and he's fucking...
God damn it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
No, but... tied down and he's got a magnifying glass on her.
Oh. Oh, you're talking Prince Andrew?
No, this was Epstein in the video.
Oh, okay.
And
I remember Andrew had one like that. There's like a picture of him standing over like a passed out girl or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure. They're all fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I cannot... like that's the thing. Is that was the last thing that was like... horrible that I saw from it before I was like, I need to see no more.
Guys, we're talking about kids in their early 20s bashing themselves.
This is, but honestly, this all ties together. I'm telling you,
let's not talk about sad videos. Let's talk about fun videos.
Let's talk about idiots overdosing on whatever they were. Was it GHB?
Is that what he was doing?
I think they were doing something like a GHB.
We're talking about that kid again.
Clavicular. Yeah. And he was with Andrew Jen, who's another fucking moron in that whole thing.
Andrew Jen?
Androgent. He does a lot of andro.
Fucking stupid, like, whatever, wherever they get their names from.
Well, he got his from steroids. Because he does a lot of, like, you can tell he's a needle jockey. Like, straight up.
So is Logan Paul now.
Well, wait a minute. So is steroid use a part of looks maxing?
It is. It's a huge part in some fucking circles.
I have a question about this then. If they're hitting themselves in the face with hammers and shit or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Where do they stand on like cosmetic surgery?
Well, that's like I said with filler. Like they'll get cheek filler, they'll do that kind of stuff.
Those two things seem counterintuitive to me.
Well, that's why if it doesn't work with the hammer, they go for the needle.
Reconstructive cheek surgery. I do respect home remedies first.
It's a poor economy, Jordan.
It really is. It really is.
But yeah, they'll actually, like, dudes will get, like, filler. Clavicular was actually talking once about getting Botox injections. And they're in their 20s.
Yeah,
like, there's like almost a dollification for these fucking guys.
And that's why I was saying what we were talking about ties in. Like that stigma has never gone away. Even like through the millennial and like the millennial and Gen Z like body positivity thing that like came, you know, the last what, 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
Like that it didn't change anything.
Well, I feel actually this is more of a reaction to body positivity because if you look at how they're calling people fat, they're back on their shit, degrading. It's manosphere without being manosphere, kind of. It's sort of an outgrowth and a reaction to the body positivity, especially in young men.
Yeah.
Women, you're not really seeing that much looks maxing. I'm seeing it's more of a male trend. Which is sad, because we had fucking dads that, you know, by their scale that they have, would be like a chud. Would
but
look, they got fucking, you know, women that loved them and fucking shit like that, where it's like, they had to grow a fucking personality.
That's why I believe, like, those studies that come out now, that they're saying that, like, these two younger generations are not as intelligent as the previous generation before them. And
they hide behind like a fake intellectualism talk that's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it goes back to that Patrick Bateman, the way you enunciate and all that shit is like, bro, that doesn't fucking matter.
No.
If you're a retard, you're a retard.
Yeah.
Like, if you're hitting yourself in the face with a hammer.
Yeah.
Like, do I need to say anything else?
And honestly,
you need to say, keep going.
Yes. Continue until your face is like a plate. I want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, like he said, we're all three huge wrestling fans, and it's just like, we were talking about Moxley. Like, sometimes the shit goes too far for me.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Gage almost fucking died.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if that is too far for me sometimes, something I love is too far. Like, I don't really want to. I mean, if the kid beats himself in the face with a hammer and he fucks himself up, I don't need to see the video to just be like, ah, good for you, bud.
Yeah.
Whereas Shear's sitting there like waiting for it.
Yeah.
He's waiting for
it. And I'm on Shear's side where it's like, I want them to start looking like Star Trek characters, you know? Where it's like, their face gets so indented or like, they just...
look at Amanda Bynes, what she looks like now. She looks like the fucking poor, and she's obviously mentally ill. Like,
yeah.
That's very, very clear. But like, I feel so bad for her. Like, she was so cute, you know, and like, she did that last 10 years. She just dwelled.
Yes, but we're not talking about women's looks on this program.
Talking about sexy nubile boys.
Yes, we're talking about young men who are bashing themselves in the face with
hammers. I know. I mean, the point is, I felt this way long before this looks maxing thing that I found out about two fucking weeks ago, is I've always said, like, don't do shit to your fucking body. And you're like, I just wish people had like a better image of themselves. Like,
agreed.
Like, or whereas they can walk around the confidence looking like me and having the confidence of me, because like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what you think about how I look. I don't care. I wish everybody had that. I really do.
And that, again, is, you know, they talked about the internet having that kind of, like, negative effect. I think, honestly, us and, like, older Gen Z are the last line of that, where we were kind of, we don't have to be, like, where we have to get filler all the time. No. It's not like Nip Tuck or, you know, one of those shows.
No, and I think that's a byproduct of all the shit, like, I mean, all the shit that we've gone through as, like, millennials and, you know, elder Gen Z kids. Like, that's the thing is, like, it's not just us. We've just lived through more.
Yeah.
Guys, I remember kids in my high school getting plastic surgery.
But did they have to, or did they not? Like, they did it because they wanted to.
They could afford it.
That's gross.
That's fucked up, and like that's the fact gross. That your parents would let you do that.
Yeah,
this is insanity.
But that's the thing, man. I don't think this is anything new.
No,
it's an evolution. It's for just, sure.
It's just these kids are changing the language around it.
Yeah,
but you know, we had the at home BBLs. And now we have people beating themselves in the face with hammers.
At-home BBLs were great, though, because you'd see – you'd have these women, like, getting silicone caulk put in their ass by some back alley doctor in L.A.
If you're going to watch problematic shit on the internet, do what I do. Watch videos of, like, 30, 40 midgets running through the Scientology building, or 30, 40 homeless people running through a Scientology building. Yes, it's problematic, but it's funny.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's hilarious, it's dude. I love it. The guy with the homeless army is, like, my favorite. It's hilarious.
I just watched one where a dude was dressed like Gru from Despicable Me.
And with a bunch of minions.
And they had the bicycles, like, blocking the fucking entry.
Did you see the Scientology? They're locking doors now and shit. That's
they should.
Great.
It's a cult, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Out of any religion, I can really say is a cult.
Oh, that is. Oh, yeah. 100%. All you need
come
to do.
Come at me, motherfucker.
All you need to do is watch Going Clear. If you see Going Clear and you don't think it's still a cult, that's.
It was started by a science fiction author. There,
I mean, dude, like, which, by the way. Starting a real, I've been talking about it for a few months. I want to start a religion. It's tax free. You can funnel everything through it and not pay a fucking dime.
You're just mad because I won't join your religion. I've already done that. And the paperwork is immense. Which is why I stopped doing that.
Too many I's and T's, brother.
You have to file paperwork quarterly.
Yeah.
Quarterly?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I don't want to do all that. Yes. This is, it's like, yeah, I'm getting out of PMI by filing more paperwork. It's worth it just to pay your fucking taxes. You don't make enough money to, like, I shouldn't pay taxes. What do you care?
I make no money. Dude, I finally, when I, with this new job, like, when we got me on payroll the other day, he was like, so do you want to file zero? I was like, no. Actually, no. I was like, I'm keeping my fucking money. He was like, so you want me to head out? I was like, fine. He goes, how many? I was like, just however many ones.
Yeah.
Me. I said, as many as possible. He's like, so you want to keep most? Yes. Yeah. I don't want them having a fucking dime anymore. Anymore. I don't.
Yeah.
And they're not going to. Yeah. Come and get me. Like, if you want to throw me in prison over a few thousand dollars, let's go. Let's fuck. We'll see. How important a few thousand dollars is to the government.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of how important a few thousand dollars is to the government. It's a matter of if you do something else to piss them off, they have that on you.
That's how they got Capone.
Yep.
I mean.
Dude, I just saw something about Capone yesterday that said he was, they said he was making $60 million a month. Which was like $1.4 billion back then.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that he was like...
The bootleg booze industry in the Midwest especially.
Because it came from like Canada and shit, like through Lake Erie and... Yeah, that's
Lake Michigan. Yeah. Lake Michigan was huge. Detroit There's actually a house that the Purple Gang had that has like a stairwell out to the lakeshore. So they could put shit into the house from a boat.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah.
That, now that we brought up Capone, back to looks maxing, I want the opposite of looks maxing. Start deforming yourselves to look cooler.
What do you think all the face tattoos and like...
No,
that's different.
No,
I want battle scars.
Sub-Zero from fucking Mortal Kombat 2.
You want people to just start scarring their face?
Yeah!
I want, like, Civil War fucking, like, fencing scars. That's
like,
what I want.
Like, you know, you're gonna fuck yourself up, but, like, take a fucking...
Take an L, and, like, chicks will look at you... Yeah. Way different. They'll like, look at you weird for 2 seconds until you open your mouth.
Just tape like some fucking firecrackers to your ears.
You guys haven't met very many people with curling iron burns.
No,
I have not. I have oven burns because I'm a man.
Or whatever.
I was out in Denver, I met a whole bunch of people with like facial burns and facial scars.
Dude. Just like a support group?
I don't know. It was just they all like wanted a cigarette for me at the bus stop.
Wow.
I mean, if I had a facial deformity and I saw you, you'd be the person I'd ask for a cigarette.
Yeah, well, you'd be right.
I'm like, this freak's not going to judge me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not judging your looks. I am judging how you got that, though, probably. Yeah.
But do you judge looks maxers for their looks?
No, I think they're dumb kids, and it's hilarious. I think if they want to waste their time trying to gamify looks into precise angles and measurements, then go ahead and waste your time. I mean, everybody makes dumb mistakes when they're kids.
Yeah, but that's when you can't, like, especially the filler and all, like, getting all kinds of stuff like that when you're young.
Yeah, I know.
It is dumb.
Like, when you go from looking, like, normal and, you know.
To Laura Loomer, dude.
Yeah.
She had a horse face or whatever, but now she, like, literally looks like fucking Mr. Ed. Like, she looks like Aubrey Edwards from AEW. Like...
All of these things that we're talking about, like dudes are doing, and you keep bringing up Laura Loomer.
Well, because look at her, dude. She, like, I saw
okay,
a picture
Mickey
of her.
Rourke. How about that one?
That's
That'd
better.
Be a like, great.
The thing, and guess what? Yes, I will fucking say I have a major fucking problem with people who do that shit to themselves. I don't care if you're a man. I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, you are destroying something that, like, hey, just work with what you got because there's something fucking there. Like, you just have to know how to max your shit.
Yeah, good point.
You have to learn how to max your own looks. Fucking beat yourself in the face with a hammer. Get injections in your face.
Get injections in your face. Beat yourself with a hammer. Post the results.
There's a picture.
Become a cautionary tale for the next generation.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what if they're influencers?
Yeah, how many?
Like,
they influence
the next generation.
How many followers does this clavicle guy have?
I don't know how much clavicle fucker has. Let's see. I'm not quite sure, but there is also a picture of, I forgot to send it to you, from, I think it was Paris Fashion Week, of somebody who looked like Ron Perlman in Beauty and the Beast. you remember Vincent?
Yeah.
That's an old reference for anybody watching that. If you got that and I made you laugh, congratulations. You fucking are awesome.
And you're old.
Yeah, clavicular has to have...
It's not a lot. It's under a million followers on TikTok.
Grand
so combined, he has over a million. That's not that many. Like, in the grand scheme of things, that's not that many.
Well, that's good. I didn't really check his count.
It's great. I'm just talking about there's people that you see, you click on their profile, they have
check
2 million
androgens count. He's like an Australian guy. He started off as like a twit. That's another thing. Like, a lot of these fucking douchebags started doing like game streaming and shit. Like, they've lived in front of a camera their whole, like, early adulthood.
Well, and like, just the whole stress. Like, I'm so happy that I'm, like, I'm too old to, like, get in, like follow streamers or whatever. Because, like, that has become the new medium. And that is where people go for their news and
is it androgenic
opinions.
I think. I can't.
21 point. Yeah, it's like,
wow.
As much as I think this is a thing, just from looking at the follower accounts, that you have to be extremely online in order to get, and just the mainstream media picked up on how weird it is.
I would definitely agree with that.
So they pushed the clavicular guy they found is the most weird. So they were like, yes, let's make this guy the face of niche internet trend that is going to go the way of the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, you can only pray to God that it will, dude. Like, although the one thing that never gets old is like watching these douchebags get exposed.
Yeah.
Like that that androgenic dude or whatever that you just had on the screen. There's a video of him out in public just being all fucking roided out and, you know, just like fucking doing the Chad face. And somebody comes up from behind to grab his hat off of his head. Huh. And a motherfucker was wearing a wig.
That's like,
he's
awesome.
He's as bold as you.
That's awesome.
It's fucking great to watch. Like,
that's fucking rad.
That's the only positive I can have is hoping that these dudes get exposed.
Wait a minute. Quick. How is Wigs Against the Looks Maxing ethos?
It's not. It's like encouraged. Like they'll tell people also to go to like Turkey and get fucking hair transplants.
That has been going around many circles.
Yeah.
That I'm a part of.
I have more respect for the reptile guy than I have any of these people.
Reptile guy.
The guy who's like who got all the tattoos and he's got like the split tongue and
that dude's awesome.
Yeah, that guy's rad. Like he committed to the fucking thing and I love that.
And he does like freak show tricks too.
Yeah.
So at least he has a skill.
Yeah, he's a thing and not just like
he also does tattoos.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You can get a tattoo from that guy. One of my friends out in Colorado has done shows with him. So.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, that's rad. Like I said, mad respect for that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to modify your look to, like, suit you better, not society better.
Exactly.
That I am okay with.
Like, I'm for punk rock modification.
Yeah, 100%,
I'm not for going 100%. With... because that goes back to something, even like me dating fat girls. I've always heard this my whole life. Oh, well, society's thought process is a Barbie doll or is like a Ken or whatever.
Yeah.
I always thought that was fucking stupid.
Oh, like, yeah, no, me too. Absolutely. I mean, granted, it's because I don't look like one. You know what I mean?
I want a Barbie or a Ken doll now. If I could get somebody without genitals, that would be my idea.
I thought you were like saying a doll that looked like you, and I was like, I don't think Barbie's making that doll. I think like whoever makes like the little freak figures that or like you know you would be suited well for like a WWE Ultimate Edition. Like it would come with an asexual flag, and you would have your hat. And your phone and cigarettes for sure, like definitely, and then like a little bag of gummies too. Like your Ultimate Edition would be pretty dope, honestly.
I don't want people to be able to actually eat the gummies though.
No.
You can't put drugs in my action figure.
What? That's how he get his powers.
I think that.
Or you put drugs in my action figure, charge more.
Yes.
Hey, I think Hate Flow action figures down the line is definitely
more like Hate Flow in action figures.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We're fat.
You've seen my Edgar Allan Poe in action figure. I've had that thing for like 20 something years. I love it. Yeah, because he does it, and it literally says in action figure. It's awesome. Or no, that was the. I'm sorry. The Kevin Smith Clerks figures, they were called in action figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see you two as LJ in action figures, to be honest.
Like big, thick.
Yeah. Just rubbery.
I mean, mine would look like either King Kong Bundy or Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yes.
And
he'd be Abdul the Butcher shape.
Yeah.
Just white.
Or Dusty. Or Dusty.
Or Dusty.
Dusty would work, too. Or Georgie. Well, Georgie Animal Steel I could also be.
Yeah.
There's options, LJN.
Yeah,
hey, if the Young Bucks can get them, why can't we?
Yeah. I've always thought, like, comedians should have, like, wrestling figures. But, like, with sad faces instead of the smile.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that would be...
It is not that difficult to get action figures made.
Not anymore. No. It's become like a, which, and that's the thing is, like, I look at a guy like Danhausen who, like, I hate using this word because of the association with that, but maxed out, like, his fucking license, I guess, is the best way to put it, because his face is on fucking coffee. He's got 100 different action, not that many, but he's got so many different action figures from so many different companies, and now he's got AEW action figures. He has WWE. Well, he will have WWE action figures coming. Like, that, like, that's what I'm saying is, like, you have to find cool merch to do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just t-shirts and fucking koozies anymore. You have to, like, you have to impress people if you want them to buy your shit, because everything's expensive now.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, you'd have, like, even a fanny pack that's like $10 with a Danhausen thing is worth buying because of who he is.
Yeah.
And the, like, the actual, again, bringing it back, personality he's cultivated of himself, of being that Saturday night B movie
Goulardi
Sven Gulli kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. For WWE
He's
at this point.
Pee Wee Herman and fucking all that shit rolled into one. And, like, the thing is like, I can't remember if me and Shear were talking about this, but it's just like, it's so funny to see, like, I think Cornette actually brought it up where he said, like, I think they're just slapping AEW in the face right now because they've probably made more money already with him than Tony Khan did the whole time. And, like, somebody said, all Tony Khan did was sign a fucking t-shirt cannon with a mouth, and WWE signed the same thing but know how to use him.
Yeah.
And I was telling Shear this recently, is they let him get over. They were like, prove it. And he did.
Yeah.
And I have nothing but love and respect for that,
dude. I was kind of sad when his, like, entrance happened and nobody, like, but I also went back to I was there when he debuted in AEW.
All of us were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody knew except for the hardcores.
But no, but it was Cleveland, so the crowd popped for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they went, and that was the thing is, like,
they were screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, where, and, like, like that debut he had in Chicago, it didn't go well.
No.
Or it didn't go bad, it just didn't go great.
Yeah.
But literally within 2 weeks, people
right
were saying, you are cursed.
Like, I know.
He's got him in the palm of his hand.
It was sick, man. Like, when I saw that, like, a week later, people started doing it, and, like, it was after he cursed Dom.
Yeah.
That's when people got it.
Yeah.
And once people got it, it's gone off.
Yeah.
Man. And I'm so happy for him, especially since he came from, like, AIW.
Yeah. I mean, we've been seeing that dude for 10 fucking years, man. Oh. That's crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy. It's...
If one guy, and I have no offense, Donovan, love you, you weren't one of the guys that I thought was ever going to be in WWE.
We thought it was going to be Magnum.
Honestly, yeah. I thought Magnum CK was going to be a fucking star.
And he still could have been.
And it ended up being the, like, weird dude in the black and white face paint.
Yep.
And I couldn't be
Who
happier.
Didn't talk.
No.
He didn't talk. That was his gimmick.
Yeah.
And he was the writer.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I did a whole article on the
Insane.
Production. Shear, you were going to say something.
Yes. I was. Hateflow merchandise ideas. So we have the action figures. I would like Hateflow Aja Kong trash cans. You know the ones I'm talking about where she would bring a trash can to the ring? They're like tiny little metal waste baskets.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that, like, they really hurt when you throw them.
Yeah,
the
ones that are like they're the folds on them are like,
oh,
they're yeah, nice and hard metal.
Yeah. So those, if you make small metal trash cans that you can put our logo on, please get at
me. You know, honestly, what would be cool is if, like, you could get, like, toy ones, like little ones for action figures. That would be so cool.
That would be cool. That would be very detailed, though. We need to get on that.
Are you talking like a mesh one?
No, I'm talking like an actual, like, metal trash can that you can,
that says "Let the hate flow there." The
I like
flow
it.
On it.
Yeah,
I
and
like
then
it.
You throw it at people's heads.
I love yes. that. I'm all for it.
Or you take the bottom of it and bash it around your face to attempt to.
get... That's how you max, baby?
Dude, we could sell them to the Looks Maxers, man.
Oh my god, we can get our own Looks Maxing hammers.
Yes,
and mirrors
maxing on the handle
and mirrors. little fucking pocket mirrors with our fucking logo on them.
Oh,
I like this.
Yeah,
we're headed
somewhere. If there's one thing, like, I'm over trying to sell drugs to kids. I'm no longer trying to do that. But selling them hammers to hit themselves in the face with, yes.
That is brand for Jeremy Shear.
Yeah.
That is vintage Jeremy Shear right there.
Please.
Smash your face, motherfucker.
If you think you don't look good enough, you're probably right. Hit yourself in the face with a hammer about it.
You're like a 3. We need you to be at like a 5 right now.
Here's a hammer and a mirror. Come back.
Still a 4. Sorry.
All right. You can try to heal. You can try. We'll see what happens.
Oh, no. I'm not coaching them through this. No. I want results only.
Yeah. The hammer comes with a waiver. Mm-hmm. Non-refundable. Yeah. You're actually never allowed to purchase from us again.
Yeah. One-time purchase only.
Once you sign this, there is now a clause where you can't come within 500 feet of us.
You can get the ghost of Don West with AI and just be like, you can buy this and bash your goddamn cheeks in.
That would be great. Well, now that Alex Jones doesn't have a job, we could hire him to do it.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Folks, the mainstream media is trying to keep this away from you.
Let me tell you, I found the greatest trend online without, and it doesn't have any glyphosates in it. No additives, no nothing. You just a hammer and your cheekbones. That's all I need.
And it will beat the demons out of your body. It will beat the globalists out of you.
The World Economic Forum cannot get you when your cheeks look like a squirrel's. I'm telling you.
Folks, this is what they're doing in Southeast Asia to turn the frogs straight.
All right, so I'm going to say this. Everybody, what we just did was 10 times funnier than what Tim Heidecker did. I think he missed the mark so fucking bad and went so... There's a million things you could have done. And he went with drinking blood. It was so unoriginal.
Oh, so he just like went for straight cringe with a
100%. And I was like, I was so bummed out because I have issues with Tim and Eric's show, whatever. But like, I do respect both of them. And I thought, I was like... You missed the fucking mark.
If you're just like going, if you're just trying to like continue it, but with you doing it and like, you know, the all of that stuff, it's not, you have to create a gimmick. You can't
throw the InfoWars logo with the onion in the middle and make it a rainbow flag and think that's just immediately funny.
Yeah, it's not. You can't go full edgelord on something like that. You have to like, and I knew they would do stuff
I thought it was going to be good though. I thought it was going to be good. I really did.
Did you watch the special that he did where he made fun of open mic comedy?
No, I didn't.
No,
special.
But I do want to watch that. No.
So that's how I saw it. It was like he got so into the character that it was purposefully bad.
I don't, but see, that's the thing is like, I don't find that. I mean, you know where I stand on pretty much most of alternative comedy. So it's like, it's just not for me. It is just not for me.
Somehow you work with an alternative comedian and get along just fine.
You know, I'm talking about like the people that like, I'm talking about a very specific type of comedian. I'm just not trying to like, I'm not trying to just name fucking names of people I don't like. But like, I just can't, I don't find that, oh, it's so bad, it's funny. I think that shit is pushed. I guess that's my what I'm trying to say. I think
a
that shit's fucking pushed. A lot
of it is forced because they want that.
I know, I think when I say pushed, I mean like, I think it's just fucking old and Jake and fucking stupid.
But I'm talking about, it's stupid because they want that.
Yeah.
You know?
Jake, Jordan?
Yeah.
You need to get your slang maxing on point.
Hey, you need to beat that with a hammer a few times. Until it's good.
I'll beat my hammer a few times.
Is that what you're calling it now, the hammer?
I mean, it's a tack hammer.
I was about to say it's more like a chisel.
Yeah, mine's like a ball peen. That's a ball peen hammer.
I was going to say it's more like a Q-tip that stinks.
Oh, fuck.
I do not want Jeremy Shear's staph infection, okay? So don't be looks maxing around me, you fat fuck. No. He hit himself, I'm going to catch something.
No, I have other problems with my face that I need to work on besides my cheekbones.
It's what's surrounding the cheekbones that makes them not there.
Yeah. There's the only way I can looks max my face is by min maxing my diet. And
dude, did you just coin mid maxing?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because I was gonna
mid maxing is a really
okay because I love that idea. I love mid maxing. That's great. Low maxing is even more like my bar, but like.
No, min-maxing is when you you're basically trying to figure out the least amount of work to get the most amount out of it.
Okay, all right. All
I
right.
just thought min-maxing my diet sounded good.
It did. It sounded great. And I like that's where my head went. I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's what that is. That's great. That's funny. That's really funny.
I've missed you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, this is fucking.
I wanna definitely come do your show or something.
Yeah,
definitely
dude.
Do something
for sure. We can have you guys on whenever.
These kids though. Who was the other one you brought up? You said the big
androgen.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm, Sheer. Who was that kid we were talking about with pants? That he's not a looks maxer. He's a rage baiter, but he is one of those kids that you can tell just like.
What, the Jack, is it Jack Doherty?
Jack Doherty.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You were just saying about how, like, somebody came up and
that IRL streaming fucking douchebag.
We did a whole episode about Rage Baiter, like, streamer people, and it, like, that kid is, I cannot wait until somebody catches him for real, and he gets the fucking shit kicked out of him.
My favorite video of the last couple decade, probably. Was him and his boys trying to go up against Andrei Arlovsky at the Jake Paul, Mike. I think it was
it Mike or was it yeah, no, because it wasn't.
It was some.
It wasn't the last one. It wasn't the last Jake Paul fight.
No,
not AJ. It wasn't AJ, was it?
Yeah, it was the AJ and Jake Paul fight, and that fucking idiot bumped. Into Andre motherfucking Arlovsky. Andre Arlovsky, by the way, is almost 50. And he's the current bare knuckle boxing BKFC heavyweight champion of the world. And he tried to bump Andre Arlovsky and like his security got in the way, but Andre got two of his boys and just went to town
good,
on them and
good.
Beat the piss out of them.
Good.
And Jack Doherty hid behind two big black dudes.
Yeah, well, that's
like
what,
a fucking queer.
That's what
dude.
I've,
like,
that's what I've
him,
heard
man.
He does. Is yeah. like he hires those bodyguards. And it's like, I obviously, ugh. If you're going to do shit like that. But like I said, one day somebody's going to catch him.
It'll be one of the best days ever.
And you know who I hope it is? Fucking Nate Diaz, because Nate Diaz will kill him.
Dude, one Compton slap right to the ear. You're
Nate
done.
Diaz would fucking kill that kid.
Oh, I hate that kid with a passion. Any IRL streamer like that, it's same with like those people that go into like...
I don't know, Rampage is pretty funny.
Well, although Rampage can handle himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he knows he can get away with it, yeah. which... All praise be.
Rampage is literally just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
That's all he's trying to do.
And yeah, and I'm not going to fucking say anything about Rampage Jackson. No, because he could slap my head off.
No, just like you don't say anything about Brock Lesnar.
No.
You don't.
I wouldn't say anything to Andre Arlovsky.
No.
Getting back to him.
I'll say something about Brock Lesnar.
Okay, what is that?
Brock Lesnar looks like he got tattoo of a titty fucking going on.
It did. He was drunk when he got that, apparently. I read a story. He like just got hammered one night in like Minnesota. Or, like...
Brock Lesnar looks like he's about to have somebody bust on his face at all times.
He does. I feel like he definitely does have like some like sub kinks we don't know about.
Oh, without a doubt, dude. I mean, there's a whole
can't
Janelle
be that
Bryant thing
dominant
was
not.
Like supposedly like he wanted piss videos.
Yeah, this is not gonna.
Which like
that.
that's tame.
Yeah,
compared
that's
to
tame.
Like compared to Vince.
Yeah,
that's tame.
He's not leaving a Cleveland steamer on some poor girl that works in the office's face.
Oh God, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And did you? I didn't. I mean, I'm not surprised, but he was like the last speaker, I guess, at Hogan's funeral.
That surprises me that he was the last one. I would have thought it would have been one of the kids.
It was.
I would have thought Vince would have been like one of the first, and then like Nick or Brooke would have been the other
one.
Was
Vince.
But like, no, that's weird.
Yeah,
I don't
that
like
whole
that.
Like, no, that's just everything that came out about all those people that like you look up to as heroes, and it's just like that's why I'm just like I fucking hate celebrities, dude. I don't like any of them.
No,
like I can enjoy your work, but like the ones that are just that I know are complete scumbags, I can't anymore.
I can't separate
the amount of fame that you have to get before people start coming to you with weird shit is not that much.
Really,
not at all.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, so I don't really see it as a celebrity issue.
Well, I'm not going to name names, but there was a joke or the Cleveland comedian who had a joke about L.A. where he was like, I don't like young or what was it, skinny women or was it skinny women or little boys? Huh. That was like one of his jokes that he would do. And he talking about L.A. The reason I didn't work out is because of this and I didn't like little boys.
I mean, like, the thing is like, we all heard the rumors for years,
yeah.
And it's like, it's not, that's the thing is, like, me and my buddy were talking about it the other day, Lorenzo, our friend from Brazil who listens to the show, it's just like, nothing surprises me anymore.
No.
Nothing surprises me anymore, and that's sad, dude, like, it's just, it sucks. That this fucked up shit is just very real, and...
Yeah, I mean, you heard about it back, you know, during the fucking, you know, Prohibition days and all that stuff of, like, you know.
The wild parties.
The
Great Gatsby shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we just find out that it just went more further underground.
And got worse.
And Eyes Wide Shut was a documentary.
100%. I mean, I think.
I was in Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, the creepy guy who sells his daughter?
No, I was one of the other guys in the masks.
I was about to say, you were one of the guys letting the people into the party.
He was mask maxing.
I was.
He was looks masking.
What is the password?
I was identity ghosting.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot.
That should be catfishing. That should be another word for catfishing. Identity ghosting.
That's pretty fucking good.
Where you run a revenge porn or like a not a revenge porn, but like a revenge profile, and you make somebody think that they're somebody, and then just don't show up.
Yeah. Yeah, like
identity ghosting.
Like who? It wasn't not Junior Seau. I always get it. It's not. It wasn't Junior Seau. Well, who was it?
Yeah.
Who was that kid from Hawaii?
Oh no.
Who got fucking catfished? He was a huge Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o.
He that dude. And like the thing is, it's like you got all this money. You live in Hawaii. Go fucking to a coconut hut and get a drink and fucking. There's a million women.
The Howley, dude.
I mean, I don't understand people. I don't
I don't.
How
either.
Do you get rooked? How are you that stupid that you got
dude,
rooked?
Dude, it's different for some people. Like, can get that emotionally attached over just letters. And like, I know people that have left their wives for people they have met on Star Trek message boards. Star Trek.
Well,
not the Next Generation, not Deep Space Nine, nope, not Enterprise, Star Trek, the original series, message board, dial up internet to a specific phone number
that is
to talk
wild.
Over text to other people on a message board, no images.
To boldly go where some guy went last night.
All over some triple? Really?
That's wild. That's, yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
The guy, like, I mean, Shear just dated it big time.
Well,
it was
even
in the 90s.
That shit did, like, I had a neighbor that, like, apparently his wife left him because she met some dude that she went to high school with on some message board. And that shit always sounded like you felt bad for the dude every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Because that's like almost 9mm territory. Like, when you get lost, when they haven't seen each other.
Yeah. I mean, like,
oh.
Back, I mean, I just, I don't know.
The last time I got hit up by somebody from my past over social media was in MySpace days.
Oh. Yeah.
And that was somebody I went on a trip to the UK with. And so I was like, yeah, like, I'd love to reconnect, come to a show. She ended up having, like, all of my friends over after the show, and we had a great time. But then she called me honey on a bulletin post or on your wall, and my girlfriend was like, nope.
Oh, no.
That was the bullet in yep. that one.
Oh, yeah, those are always fun when, like, you'd like the your significant other would read your MySpace, especially when you were younger.
I ran into
like the worst kind of girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
I social
it's
media.
My cousin, man.
Social
what
media
the fuck?
Is worst thing that fucking happened to humanity.
Agreed.
It's the worst thing that the public ever got a hold of.
For sure, man. Because it led to shit like what we're talking about. Yeah, like so, it absolutely 100%. Led to that.
100%. I mean, ugh. And like the thing is like back in the day. It's very funny to me that back in the day when it was the Wild West of the internet and there wasn't rules, it was crazy, but you don't see the weird shit that you see now.
No.
There was nobody looks-maxing 20 fucking years ago.
No.
In the sense of what these kids are doing to
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, it was weird. Remember, like, when, I don't know if you had family like this, but, like, it would be weird on, like, Christmas. And, like, the thing would be going around the Christmas party at whoever house.
Oh, like so-and-so a viral
got,
thing?
No, like so-and-so. No, in your own
oh,
family.
Oh, I see. Oh,
where like it'd be like so-and-so
got a boob job or something?
Got a tit job or yeah. fucking got, like, cheek, but their face, like, face surgery or, like, their face pulled back.
Yeah.
Everybody used to kind of, like, look at that person for a little bit, like, to look where the scarring was.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And all that shit.
So, I can remember a looks maxing trend from when I was a younger lad. Have you guys seen tongue barbells?
Tongue
are we talking about like tongue piercings? And
no.
No.
What is tongue
weights
barbell?
For your tongue.
No.
To there eat were pussy
guys.
Better?
Yeah. There were guys that I knew.
I mean, I can get with that. Yeah. What was the, what do you have to do?
It was like a wooden weight that you put on your tongue and you have to curl it. Basically.
It was a wussy?
Good night, everybody.
They used to do that, like, weight on their tongue.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, like, remember when we were like, that's when piercings became popular.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know,
and the thing is, like, that was all born out of like people. I mean, which is just funny because when the crowd starts doing it, it's not individual anymore. But like piercings and shit, like that was for people to feel individual. Like that
yeah.
was their thing. And like looks maxing, it sounds like what they're doing is they want everybody to do this. They want like
yeah.
this. They want this. Homogenized, like, perfect-looking society for no reason.
There is sort of a hegemony aspect to it where you look at it and you're like, you all want to look the same, but we were all raised to be told that we're individuals.
Right, right.
Like, you don't go against the
mixing brain. Messages, man.
It's so weird, man.
It's all a psyop. Looks maxing's a psyop.
It's a psyop by Epstein. He's still out there. He's still out there.
Jeffrey Epstein's trying to make more fuckable kids by having
actually...
them beat themselves in the face with hammers.
You kind of sound like Bob Dole, though. Or Nixon. More Nixon than Dole.
I never wanted them to hit themselves with hammers. I just went to my Jew Henry.
Oh, Jew Henry. Get in here, Jew Henry. Hit me in the face with a hammer and step on my balls. I'm the president, goddammit.
Looks Nixing.
Looks Nixing.
We all now have big noses.
We're hitting ourselves on the face with hammers to look more like former President Richard Nixon. We want those jowls. You can only get the jowls if you don't have the natural jowls by hitting yourself in the cheekbone right here.
Instead, you have to give yourself a small chin to make you look like you have more.
So hit yourself in the chin with a hammer.
I love the idea of, like, looks maxing per president. It's like, and the next one is everybody, or the one before that, everybody shot themselves in the fucking head.
Hey, I'm Lincoln.
That would be great, honestly. That, I mean,
that's population, like, control. I can
for real.
The real look smack me is done from a book depository window. America's first look maxing trend for ladies: braids in your hair.
It was a great day in that town car.
It's like, I mean, it's like, because, like, that's the thing, is like, you just be like, each one's like, you know, the Biden administration, everybody fucking just walks around real fucking stupid. They don't know what the fuck's going on. This one, you shit yourself and paint yourself orange. Like, there's all kinds of shit to do. Like,
I really just wanted the orange.
Guy that can't go out yet, I haven't left a load in my pants. I'm here dairy maxing.
How do you, all right, so if for George Bush, how do you get your eyes closer together to look max for George Bush? And then you also have to pin your ears out. You also have to pin your ears out.
Kind of reverse, like, Asian stereotype, where it's just like pushed inward.
You push them in.
Yeah.
You get one of those phrenology things and just squeeze it on your head as often as you can.
For 8 years, everybody's just walking around in blackface.
We are all finally the same people.
Mom, I'm not wearing blackface. I'm Obama masking.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. All
right. I'll tell you what, the budget will be balanced, though, at least.
Oh, my God.
Ray, where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, my social media is just at Ray Highclack, full name. And then you can also find me at Abraham Drinkin'. It's a podcast network that's got a bunch of other shows. Mental Ward, Mornings with Tree, the Abraham Drinkin' podcast. But I do a show there 8 p.m. every single Sunday live. I just go up and stream for about an hour and spew into the fucking abyss.
Hell,
it's
yeah.
Fun.
Hell,
so
yeah.
There you go, the Abraham Drinkin' podcast network, also home to Jimmy Ward's podcast and the Abraham Drinkin' podcast, which occasionally produces comedy shows. So
yeah.
You can check them out. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates looks maxing as much as Ray Highclack.
No, there is another.
And scene.
That was fucking awesome. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid avenger. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.